Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erevin the Peites. We're beginning the Mishnah and the new Perek, five lines from the top. Says the Mishnah, Kol Gagoy Soir Rishus Achas. All the city's rooftops are regarded as one and the same Rishus. Now, we know that one is not meant to transfer a Kli from one person's property to the other person's Rishus without an Erev Chatziris, because that's reminiscent of transferring from one type of Rishus to the other, like Rishus Yachash Sarab. So we're not meant to do that. However, says the Mishnah, when we speak about rooftops, which are not really areas of such personal use, it doesn't have that personal element to it, so you can go ahead and transfer a Kli from one rooftop to the other. So even though this rooftop belongs to Reuven and the other one to Shimon, since these areas are not designated for intense personal use, it's lacking that personal element to it, and therefore it's not considered as though you're transferring from Reuven's personal space to Shimon's personal rishos, and Erev Chatzeris here is not necessary, as we're going to see by the Shem and Rashi. So again, Kol Gagoy Seir Rishos Achas, all rooftops are considered to be one and the same rishos. Ubilvat, provided Shelo Yehi Gag Govoya Yud, Oy Nomach Yud, provided that the roofs are all, they all have the same level. They're not unequally leveled, so there's no discrepancy between the heights of the roofs. So if you have one roof which is 10 tefachim lifted off the other one, you cannot transfer from one to the other, as Zuma will explain for us. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So essentially, Rabbi Meir holds that all the gagos are considered to be one rishus, which allows transfer from one to the other, provided that they're all equally leveled. No. Kol echad ve'echad rishus v'nei atzmoi. Each rooftop is considered to be its own separate rishus. Just as the dwellings below those roofs are separated, are distinct, they're designated for personal use, each living quarters is designated for its family, for its inhabitants. Likewise, the rooftops above those living quarters are considered to be a reflection. They mirror the residents below. They're considered to be like an extension of the houses below. And therefore, just as you can't transfer from one house to the other, from one's personal living space to the other person's living space, likewise, the gagas have the same halacha. Sefer Shitas Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he goes to the other extreme. He's very makel. He says all outdoor areas, which are non-residential areas, not household areas, not domestic areas, chatzeres, gagas, even karfifos as well, which are store areas, storage areas, outdoor storage areas, all these places are not considered to be intended for intense personal use. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, they're all classified as one and the same type of rishus, which allows carrying and transferring from one to the other without an erev. Rav Shimon, echad gagos, whether rooftops, echad chatzeres, courtyards, echad karfifos, these storage areas, all these unroofed outdoor areas, Rishus Achasin. They're regarded as one and the same entity. Pertaining to what? L'kelim sheshavzu l'soichan. For a Kli which was present in any of these areas during Ben Hashmashos. So it hadn't been designated for intense personal household domestic use. So that Kli that was out in the yard Ben Hashmashos can be transferred throughout all these areas. However, it doesn't pertain to a Kli which was actually inside one's home during Ben Hashmashos, in which case it was intended and labeled, earmarked for personal domestic use, that can't be transferred throughout because it belongs in his home. It's intended for his personal use. And moving it over to another person's chatzer, let's say, would be considered shinui rishus. Let's take a look perhaps at Rashi inside here. So Rashi here is three lines from the top, Kol Gagos. Kol Gagos Seir Rishus Achas. So this is the Chiddush of Rav Meir, that all the rooftops all combine into one entity. It says, Rashi, V'afa b'shediyur n'chalukin l'mata. L'shnei b'nei adam. Although, downstairs, we have two different homes for two different people. Ha'agagois shein tashmish and tadr. However, the rooftops, which are not commonly used, ein b'hem chiluk rishus. We don't separate and differentiate between this person's rooftop and the other person's. And what is the result of this halacha? V'keilim sheshavsa b'gagzeh mutaron loitzion lezeh. And a kli which originated in this roof during Ben Hashemashes can be transferred to the other person's roof as well. So again, we're speaking about kelim that were not in the home during Ben Hashemashes. So since these utensils were not designated for household personal use, they were rooftop kelim, so they can be transferred throughout all the roofs. Ubelvad provided shelo yehi gag gavoy mechaver asara. There's no height discrepancy between the rooftops. Because if there's a 10 tefel discrepancy, also lataltum emenu lagagan, you cannot transfer him a tam fire shikamura, as the more will explain. Sashi to Shomer that roofs are considered to be one and the same rishus. No, each rooftop is a separate rishus. And if the residents below didn't connect through an eruv, also lataltum zelazer, you cannot transfer from one gag to the other. Reb Shimon mekel mekulam. He's the most lenient. For Amar, chatzeres, v'gagoyes, v'karfifoyes, she'enu yosin beis asayim. So all these areas, hoyel v'kulam ein tashvisham miyuchet v'tadim, since they're not personal space, not designated for intense personal use, rishus achasein, they're classified as one and the same rishus. U'matalat m'zeh l'zeh, you can transfer from one to the other, afilim chatzeh sh'rab, n'chatzeh sh'rab, b'li yeirv. Even to take a kli from a public courtyard, next door to the other public courtyard, that's okay. The last of Shimon, Erev Chatzeres. The only time Shimon requires an Erev Chatzeres is Elo Mishum Hetek Le'abayis. In order to allow transferring household items from one chatzah to the other. So the item that was actually in the home during Ben Hashemashes and designated for domestic use and was taken out to the chatzah on Shabbos. That item cannot be transferred to the chatzah next door without an Erev Chatzeres. Avaloi Lekelim. But it doesn't pertain to the kli that was actually in the home. Sorry, I skipped the Rashi. This only pertains to a kli which was actually in the one of these areas during Ben Hashemashes. Kelim sheshavsa be'echad mehen, a kli which was present in one of these areas during Ben Hashemashes, mitzin oisam zelazek can be transferred from one of these areas to the others. But it doesn't pertain to kelim which were actually in the home during Ben Hashemashes. And he took them out to the chatzar, due to the fact that they made an erev which allowed them to transfer from the house to the chatzar. That's how your household item ended up in the chatzar. Otherwise, how do you bring it out to the chatzar? So once that kli habayis is present in the chatzar, now we have restrictions. That he cannot take from his chatzar to next door. Unless the chatzeres may err with each other, because that kli has been designated for your personal use, for domestic use, it was in your home during Ben Hashemashes, it's meant to stay with you, that cannot be transferred throughout all these chatzeres, karfifes, and gagois arrangement. So in short, we seem to have three shitas here. Reb Shimon is the most makel. All these outdoor, unroofed, non-residential areas are regarded all one and the same. And you can transfer freely throughout, provided the kli has not been designated otherwise. Regarding Chacham and Rameir, so Rameir hold that all the rooftops are regarded as one and the same, provided there's no discrepancy in height. Kont Chachamim, each rooftop is considered to be separate, distinct, designated for the residents down below. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Abaye Bar Abin. So Abaye Bar Abin was sitting with Rav Chanina Bar Abin, with Rav Chanina Bar Abin. V'yosef Abaye Gabayu. And Abaye was sitting nearby, and he was listening in. V'yosef Yikami, they were sitting and trying to discuss, explore Pshat in the Mishnah. They said like this, Bishloim Rabbanan Savri, we understand the Shittas Rabbanan, that each roof is considered to be separate. Why? K'shem Shadiyur and Chalukin Lamato, just as there are separate dwellers down below in the homes. So that separateness extends upwards as well. The rooftops are considered to be an extension of the dwelling area below. They mirror the nature of the dira below them. And therefore, each gag is considered to be a separate entity. Kashem shed urin chalukin lamato, kach the urin chalukin lamala. Likewise, we view the rooftops as though they belong to different urin, different residents. There are separate living quarters. That's straightforward. Eller of Meir Michael Sava. But what's a Pshan Rameir? He says that all the roofs are classified as one and the same rishus. However, there can't be a height discrepancy. How does that work? Ika Savar, if he holds Kashem Shad Yurin Chalukin Lamata, just as there are separate dwellers below, Kach the Yurin Chalukin Lamala, likewise, we separate the roofs above, Amar Rishus Achasen. So why does he regard all the roofs as one and the same entity? So that can't be. Ika Savar, if he holds Ein Chalukin, that the usage areas on top, on the rooftops, are not considered to be separate and distinct. One per household. We don't say that. Why? The chol lamala miryud rishus achasi, or some cases say rishus achriti, because anything above 10, meaning a rooftop which is not level ground, it's up above, it's not a convenient usage area, it's not a place intended for intense personal use. That's considered to be a different type of rishus, and all the rooftops are regarded and classified as one and the same entity. We don't apply that, the urin chalukin concept. We don't say, well, this rooftop belongs to this house, and this rooftop to this house, because these are not living quarters that are designated and specific to these people. Of course, when it comes to Shabbos, of course they own it. But it's not considered to be a distinct and separate enough rishus to prevent transfer from one to the other. So if he holds that svara, then even when the rooftops have different levels, even if the one is 10 tfachim off the other one, why can't you transfer? What's the problem? So Abaye was listening in, and he responded, Amar lu Abaye, he told him, lo yishmi lechu. You didn't hear? Hod Amar Revisa Avdimi. This what Revisa Avdimi said. He told us that there's a new thing of a gzera contra Rav Meir, which is really unrelated to the context here of Erev Chatzeres. It's a new gzera, and that is the basis of this specific restriction. Oyma Yer Meir, Rav Meir would say as follows: Kol Mokem Shata Moitzei Shtei Rishis. Whenever you find two surfaces, two levels, Beinu Shesachas, which are actually present within one rishus. What does that mean? Kigoin, amud b'rishus ha-yachid gavoy asar, v'rochav dalat. You have a rishus ha-yachid, inside you have a post, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. So we have the rishus ha-yachid around, and this post which protrudes, which extends upward. So you have a place that appears like two rishus, two different types of usage areas, but they're contained in one rishus. They're both rishus ha-yachid. So two elements in Rosh Hashayachid, also the katafalov. One is allowed to take his package and put it on this post. Why not? Why can't he take a package from Rosh Hashayachid and place it on the post, which is also Rosh Hashayachid? The reason is gzeira mishum tel b'shusarab. There's a concern that if you allow this, this might lead a person to do the same thing in Rosh Hashayachid, to take his package from the street, put it on a mound, a tail is a mound, sitting in Rosh Rabim, which is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim high, which is considered to be transferred from Rosh Rabim to Rosh Sayach. So therefore, we don't allow transfer from two levels, between two levels, even in Rosh Sayachid, for it might lead one to do so in Rosh Rabim, which is a malach. Hachinami, here as well, when it comes to the uneven rooftops, you know why you cannot transfer from one to the other? For this very reason. Gzeiro mishem tel b'shus Rabim, for concern that it might lead somebody to do the same in a Rishus Rabim that has a tell. So you're right. As far as Hilchas Erev Chatzeres, there would be no limitation here. There would be no reason to prevent one from transferring throughout all these rooftops, even if they're uneven. Why? Because rooftops are not really designated for intense personal use. It's not considered to be a Shini Rishus, transferring from one rooftop to the other. The reason is because of a gzera. We don't want to transfer between one level and the other for concern that he might do so in Shas Rabim, which involves a malach. Okay, so that explains Pshat Rav Meir. Sover mina. Now they, listening to Rabbi, they figured, afilu machteshes, afilu gigas. This gzeir of Rameir, of transferring between surfaces, applies even to a machteshes, a mortar, or a gigas, a barrel, even these portable things carry the same concern. So you can't take something from the floor and put it on the barrel. Omla Abaye. So Abaye responded, no. Hochi Amar Mar. Mar is referring to his Rebbe Rabba. He said as follows. Lo Yomer Rav Meir. Ela Amud V'Amaser Rechaim. Rav Meir only applied this Gzera to something of a permanent nature. Like an Amud, a post, Amaser Rechaim, the base of a grinder. Hoyil V'Odom Kaveilem Mokim. These things are assigned permanent quarters, permanent locations. A person puts it down, leaves it there, has a kvis, and resembles somewhat a til b'shesurab. So there's a gzera, one on account of the other. But just a barrel, etc., these are portable, mobile items, the gzera will not apply to them. Okay. Says the Gemara, if Ermeya says you can't transfer from one surface to the other, v'arei koisel shebein beis chatzera is the kavua. What about a wall situated in between two courtyards? That's certainly something of permanence. V'amar Avuda, and Avuda said as follows: Kshetimsi leimer. When you'll analyze the shita's now mishnah, you'll conclude as follows: L'divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir's shita, gagan rishus la'atzman. All rooftops are classified as one and the same rishus. You could transfer from one to the other. Chatzeris rishus la'atzman. Likewise, you can transfer from one chatzah to the other. They're considered to be one rishus. Karfifas rishus la'atzman. You can transfer throughout all these outdoor storage areas. So just as Ramey tells us in the Mishnah, that gagos are one and the same thing applies to chatzeres and to karfifas. My love, doesn't this mean to say, when we can transfer from one chatzah to the other, doesn't that mean the shari little tuli darach kaisel? He's going to transfer from one chatzah over the wall, separating them, into the next chatzah. Inevitably, he's going to be transferring from a lower surface, which is the surface of the ground below of the chatzah, up to the wall, separating the two chatzahs, which is 10 tefachim, off the ground. See, here we have a case where he's transferring between two levels, up onto a wall, which is something kavua. How can you do that according to Rav Meir? What happened to the gzera? Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, loy, that's not what he's doing. According to Rav Meir, he certainly can't do that. How then is he going to transfer from one chatza to the other, situated on both sides of the mechitza? Very simple. Lahachnes loy tzederach psachim. He's going to transfer in and out through the entranceways, which are present in that mechitza. But certainly, to take something from the floor and put it on the kaisel, that's not allowed. So conclusion, the Mishnah spoke about gagos, chatzeres, karfifos. We have three shittas. According to the Chachamim, each gag is considered to be unique, separate, distinct, a separate rishus, and the Gemara explains because it reflects the dira below it. Just as the homes below that roof are considered to be separate and distinct, likewise, the rooftops. Each one is considered to be its own rishus, and one cannot transfer from one to the other. According to Rav Meir, as we just concluded, all rooftops are considered to be one and the same entity, all chatzeres are, and likewise, all karfifos are considered to be one and the same entity. Now, if there's a height difference, you cannot transfer, and that is on account of a gzeira, for it might lead one to do a malacha in rishus rab. The most lenient approach is Rav Shimon, who says all these outdoor areas, these non-domestic, non-residential areas, gagos, chatzeres, kafifas, all regarded as one and the same entity, all classified as non-residential areas which allow transfer freely throughout all these areas. And the Gemara concluded, but that's only pertaining to a kli, which was present in any of these outdoor areas during Ben HaShemashes, but a kli habayis, something which was actually in one's home during Ben HaShemashes and designated for his own personal use. This halacha will not apply to that kli, rather you need an erev chatzeres to allow his transfer. Now regarding shitas rabbanan pertaining to chatzeres and karfifos, eventually the Gemara is going to elaborate on that as well. Continues the Gemara. So getting back to the Gagos, according to the Chachamim, each rooftop is considered to be its own separate, unique entity. So we have many rooftops adjacent to each other. Each one is considered to be separate, and you can't transfer from one to the other. Says the Itma we learned, Rav Amar, Eim Metalten Boi, Elo Bedalad Amos. When one wants to carry inside on one of those roofs, you're limited to 4 Amos. So even if you're going to stay within one gag, you can't transfer more than 4 amis. Ushmol Omar mutul etatul b'kulay. One can transfer throughout the entire roof, as long as you're staying within your roof. There's no limit of 4 amis. Now, why would there be a limit? Let's take a look at Rashi. 8 lines from the bottom. Rashi explains the machlokes for us. It says Rashi, Rav Omar e metatulin lirabanan begag hasam l'chaveri. So speaking about one roof, which is right next to the other, and you're limited to 4 amis, elu bedalad amis. Why? The kivan de l'rabbanan kol echad rishus la'atzmai. Since each rooftop is considered to be its own separate rishus, so there's Reuven's roof, Shimon's roof, and you cannot transfer from one to the other. We consider it like their private, like their homes. But there's one problem here, because they're open to each other. They're completely exposed to each other. There's no machitza there to separate them. They're exposed to each other. They interfere with each other. The havali rishus prutza b'malaya l'makam asula. It's considered to be a rishus which is completely breached and exposed to another area to which he can't carry. That creates issa. It makes him like a karmelis, like as though he's exposed, like he's a karmelis. So that's Rav Shita. Since we have one gag, which is completely exposed and open to the gag next door, which is a makam asula, he can't transfer there, according to Rabbanan. Each one is considered its own rishus. So that interferes. We consider the gag as though it's makam asur, makam karmelis, open and exposed, and you have to deal with it like a karmelis, and you're limited to 4 amis. That's Rav Shita. However, Shmuel says, mutil tatal b'kulei, says Rashi, why? Because it's not considered to be exposed at all. It's fully enclosed. How? How do we have mechitza on the roof? There's no railing there. It says Rashi, shemechitza is hamavdilos lamata, mebein adiyurim. Because the mechitzas, which are separating between the residents down below, under the roof, amrinon good askinu lamala. This is halacha v'shem Sinai, good asik. You slice the mechitza and bring it up. So although between these rooftops, you have 100 rooftops, between them there are no mechitzas, no railing separating them, but there are mechitzas down below, between the homes, underneath those rooms, those roofs. Those mechitzas, which are separating the dwellings down below, are viewed as though they are rising up above. According to Shmuel, the roof is batel, it's connected to the dwelling area right below it. So if the dwellings are considered to be separate, the roofs come along as well. They're also considered to be separate entities, and now we have completely enclosed roofs that are not exposed to each other. V'yafridu b'neihem, and the mechitzas will separate between the rooftops. Therefore, according to Shmuel, you can transfer, you can carry within your rooftop without any limit of 4 amis. Continues the Gemara. B'mechitzas hanikoris. Now, suppose the mechitzas down below are visible to one who's standing on the rooftop. Let's say there is a gap between the homes. So you have 2 homes next to each other, and the mechitzas of the homes are visible up above. One standing on the roof sees those mechitzas. All agree, we apply the concept of good achis. Asik. We'll take those mechitzas and bring them up. And we consider the roof to be fully enclosed. Mechitzas anikoris, dukuliyam lepligi, all agree. There's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel that now the roof is considered to be enclosed. Ki pligi, when then is there machlekes? Mechitzas she'ein anikoris. In a case where the mechitzas are not visible from the rooftop, we have one large flat surface area which just covers over all the homes there. So there's no visibility. These mechitzas down below are invisible, up on the roof. So Rav says it can't function as a mechitza. It can't separate the two rooftops. Where Shmuel says it does, and we consider each rooftop to be separate, fully enclosed, and not paris l'makom asula. And this results in a heter to carry throughout the entire roof. Rav Amar Ein Metaltelin Bo Ela B'Dal D'Amos. So the Gemara explains, if it's not visible, Rav says you can only carry within 4 amos. Why lo yamrinan gud asik mechitzas? In this case, where the mechitzas are not visible up above, you can't bring them up. Ushmol Amar Mutal Talba Kula, you can carry throughout the entire roof. The amrinan gud asik mechitzas, we slice the mechitzas and bring them up, because once again, according to Shmuel, rooftop is not an independent entity; it's part and parcel of the dwelling down below. If the dwelling is separated by mechitza, likewise the rooftop. Tan, we know it in our Mishnah. So Chacham maintained that each gag is considered to be a separate rishus, and the Gemara assumes it means to say that you can carry throughout your own entire roof without any limit of 4 amos. This works according to Shmuel. Ela Rav Kasha. This seems to be inconsistent with Rav, who says you cannot carry throughout the entire roof since it's exposed to your next door neighbor's roof. Amri be Rav Mishmei de Rav. So those in the yeshiva of Rav said in the name of Rav. The Gemara Sanhedrin actually says it's Rav Huna. When he says Amri be Rav, it's Rav Huna. So he said like this. Let's interpret the Mishnah differently. Mishnah, when it says that each roof is a separate rishus, didn't mean to say you can carry throughout the entire roof. Certainly not. The Mishnah simply means to say you must remain within your roof. So those 4 amos which you'd like to carry must all be applied within that roof. Shlo yitaltel beis amos begagzeh. You can't carry 2 amos in your roof. Ubeis amos begagzeh and 2 amos in your next door neighbor's roof. So even those 4 amos must remain within the same roof. But certainly there is a restriction of 4 amos. The reason is because the roof is totally exposed and is treated like a canvas. Says the Gemara, V'amar Belazar, but Rabbi Elazar said, Ki avinu b'bavel, when we were in Bavel, Havram Rinan, we would say like this, Bei Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri, in the Mesmerish of Rav, they would say in the name of Rav, E metalten bo yelda b'dal damas. You can only carry within 4 amas. V'hani de Yerbe Shmuel Tano, however, those in the yeshiva of Shmuel quoted a braisa, which said, that the owners of these roofs can only carry within their roof, which implies that you can carry throughout the entire roof. My ein lohen ela gagan. What does that mean? That you have your roof. Lav de shor tetule bikule. Doesn't that mean that you can carry throughout the entire roof? And we have a braisa now, which seems to say that it's mutter, unlike Rav Shit. Says the Gemara, let's reinterpret the braisa as well. Let's apply the same pshat that we applied to the Mishnah to the braisa. Umi alimam masnisen. Is the braisa more powerful than the Mishnah, where we had a kasha and we interpret it as follows? Do kimna, we established it, we interpreted it to mean shlo yitaltel shtei amos begagzeh, or shtei amos begagzeh. When the Mishnah said that each roof is separate, didn't mean that you can carry throughout the entire roof. You're limited to 4 amos within that roof. The Mishnah is simply saying that you must remain within that roof. It's a restriction, it's not an allowance. Hachanami, here's all when it comes to the Braisa. That's all the Braisa means to say. Einlein elagaga means you must stay within your roof. Those 4 amos must remain within the same roof. Beis amos begagzeh. Beis amos begagzeh. You can't do 2 amos on this side, 2 amos on that side. So those 4 amos must remain within the same rooftop. Amar Rav Yosef, lo yishmi al yoshmata. I never heard this halacha, this chiddush of Shmuel, tremendous chiddush, that we apply the concept of good asik. We lift those mechitas even when they're totally invisible to one who's standing on the rooftop. That's a chiddush, I never heard that. Only Abai responded to him. Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and Abai would remind him. He said, "At Amar Snielan, you actually taught us this halacha. Va'aho amros ne'alon. And it was in the following context. The Mishnah says, Gag godol ha'samach ha'kot. What if you have two rooftops? A gag godol next to a gag katan. And the larger roof is actually wider. So it's wider than the gag katan. And it's completely open to the gag katan. So since he's wider, he actually overlaps. He comes around and then extends into the gag katan. So what is halacha here? Hagodol mutar, hakatan also. The people living on the large rooftop can carry there. But the surface of the small rooftop is also betilt. Perhaps, let's see Rashi inside who explains this for us. Five lines from the top. It says Rashi, gag godol samal chakot. Godol oidef olav lekan lekan. So we have the larger roof which is overlapping the small roof, because he's wider, so he protrudes on both sides. What is the halacha here? Hagodol mutal taltaboy, diurin shaboy. People residing on the large roof can carry there. Va'afilu l'rav. The chiddush here is even according to Rav. Why? The hamechitzah shalmata. Why? Why do we consider this rooftop to be fully enclosed, and you're not limited to four amis? So again, we're working with Shitas Rabbanim that each roof is considered a separate entity. And we're working with Rav Shita, who says when we have two roofs which are exposed to each other, that creates concern. It makes the entire area like a carmelis, and you're limited to four amos. Here, in this case, says Rashi, it's different. We have a large roof which is exposed to a small roof. Since the large roof overlaps, it's as though he has a pesach, as though he has an entranceway to the small gag. And it's not porous. It's not considered to be fully exposed and breached. Because since he's wider, those protruding portions are considered to be overlaps, which create like a tzuris ha-pesach, two sides of an entranceway. So although he leads right into the small roof, but the small roof only encompasses part of the side of that roof. So he still has overlaps on either side, in which case, we don't consider the entire ruach, the entire area, to be fully exposed. Therefore, the gadol is regarded as though he has a machitza and a pesach. He's not fully exposed. Let's see Rashi. So again, a gadol mutar letaltaboy diurin shaboy. You can carry throughout the larger rooftop. Afilu l'rav, even according to Rav. Do machitza shalmata sheyeshlan bo'itfo lekan lekan machitza sanikarasein. Because here we're not speaking about invisible machitzas; they're very visible. We're speaking about the outer mechitzis of the home below, which surround this rooftop. Those mechitzis are nikaris, and they can be extended upward with the concept of good asik. And they extend all around the gag, and also in the overlapping portion facing the gag katan. So now it's as though we have a mechitza rising upward, and when he enters the small roof, he's entering in a pesach. Let's lift up the mechitzes. And they have overlaps. And this breach to the katan is not considered as a breach at all with regards to the large roof. Rather, it's considered like a pesach. And now the katan doesn't interfere. It's like your typical case where you have two chatzeres with a doorway. It's not parts, it's a doorway. It's a mechitza with access. So the gadol, as far as he's concerned, when he takes a look at the katan from his point of view, he's entering the katan through a pesach. So there's no interference. So he's considered to be fully enclosed in a mechitza and can carry throughout the entire gadol rooftop. Aval katan asa. But here's the flip side. When it comes to the small size roof, he can't carry. Because as far as he's concerned, from his viewpoint, from his angle, he's fully exposed to the gag gadol. He's missing a wall. There's no pesach there. He has no overlaps. So he's parts, completely parts to the gag gadol. And that creates a concern. Aval katan asa, says Rashi, dilididei havimuloye. because from his perspective, he's fully exposed. V'laf pischu, doesn't have a din of Pesach. V'asur le b'nei gadol, and this impacts his halacha. The b'nei gadol will not make an asur on him because he's fully exposed to the gadol, to an area where he can't carry. It's nifras b'maloy l'makom asur, and therefore the katan can't carry. So that's the halacha in the Mishnah. We have a large roof next to a small roof. The large roof is considered to be fully enclosed. The access to the small roof is regarded as a Pesach. So that doesn't interfere with him. He can carry, the katan cannot, because he is fully exposed to the gadol. So that's the halacha in the Mishnah. And this is Abai speaking to Rav Yosef. V'amr slon Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, explain to us on this Mishnah. Amr v'idam Shmuel. So you told us the name of Shmuel. See, here it is. We were looking for where Rav Yosef quoted Shmuel's halacha, that even invisible mechitzas can be lifted. Here it is. Because you yourself told us in the name of Shmuel, lo yishanu. When do we say that the katan is asur? You know when? Ela sheyesh diur naze, diur naze. We have people living on both rooftops, and they cross from one to the other, so they trample upon that divide between the gadol and katan. Meaning, we're assuming there is a mechitza below the roof level, separating the homes below. We have a large home next to a small home, and there's a mechitza right under that roof. It's not a visible mechitza, it's a mechitza she'ena nikeres. However, according to Shmuel, that can provide mechitza function for the roof above. Just as the homes below are separate, that separation extends and is applied to the rooftops above. And as a result of that, you know what can happen? Not only is the gag gadol mutar to carry, but even the gag katan, because at his point of connection to the gag gadol, he has a mechitza there. Where's the mechitza? What do you mean? Yeah, down below in the home there's a mechitza, which halachically extends upwards. So that works. Except that we're speaking a case where there are many people walking across the area. And when a mechitza of this sort, this virtual mechitza, is trampled upon, it doesn't really work. So this is what Rav Yosef told him. In the name of Shmuel, lo yishanu. When do we say that the katan cannot carry? Because he doesn't have anything to separate him from the large roof. What about the mechitza, which is down below? That doesn't work because speaking that there's traffic, there are people living on both rooftops, crossing over this divide, the place of connection between the gadol and the katan, so they're trampling over that virtual mechitza. The havila had the katan mechitza addresses. This results in the mechitza of the katan being trampled upon. It doesn't work. Avil in the yurin alzeh. But if there's no traffic here, shnei matern, both rooftops can carry, because we view the mechitza separating the homes right under those rooftops as though it extends upwards, arises to create that separation between the gadol and the katan. Now the katan is no longer exposed to the gadol. He's fully enclosed and he can carry therein. So this was Abai's response to Rav Yosef. Look, I remember when you taught us this halacha, this very halacha of Shmuel, that even a mechitza which is not visible can be used as a mechitza. Amr leis, have I responded? Actually not. Ana hochi amri lechu. This is what I told you. Lo yishanu. When does the Mishnah say that the gadol is mutar? Ela sheyesh mechitza alzeh. Mechitza alzeh. When there's an actual physical mechitza present on both rooftops. On top of the roofs. In this case, since there's an actual mechitza there, and let's remember the gadol overlaps the katan, so the mechitza, the railing around the gag gadol, will actually overlap, create those gifufei, till it gets to where it attaches to the gag katan. So now we have a proper Pesach, because when you're entering from the gadol to the katan, look, you're faced with a mechitza on either side, which creates that doorpost impression, and then in the middle you have the Pesach to the katan. So it's only in that case that it works. Mechitza on both rooftops. The gadol mishter be gefufi. As a result, the gadol will become mutter through its overlaps, which create that Pesach. The katan, if it's from a loyoy, this won't help the katan because he's fully exposed. Aval ein mechitza lo azev le azev. But if there's no mechitzas here, shnei asurim, both are asur. Because you cannot say, well, let's say look at this roof. It's sitting on top of a house. And let's use the exterior mechitza of the house as mechitzas for the rooftop as well. Let's say good asik. Have them rise upward and create that enclosure around the gag. The enclosure around the gag gadol, which will create a pesach, because it overlaps, it creates those gifufi on both sides of where it enters the katan. As Mo explained earlier. We can't say that. You know why? As Rashi explains, because according to Rav Yosef's approach now, you can't create a virtual Pesach. Why is the gadol mutter? Because he has a Pesach between him and the katan. How does he have a Pesach? Because he has gifufi. Those overlaps. But he doesn't actually have mechitzas on the surface of the roof. It's those mechitzas from down below which are viewed as though they rise up to create the side posts, so to speak, at the point where he'd like to enter the gag katan. That will create a Pesach. That doesn't work. Rashi says a Pesach needs to be something tangible, something that's nicker. When you walk through a Pesach, you have to feel it. You have to experience the Pesach. Look, I'm walking through, you know, two side posts. But in this case, it's all virtual. It's all flat surface. No mechitzas up on top. So those virtual mechitzas, which are going to rise from the house below, even though there are mechitzas nikaris, we're speaking about the outer mechitzas of the home below, surrounding the home, which features that rooftop, which we viewed as though they extend upward, all around the rooftop to create those gifufi, those overlaps, to create a Pesach, where he meets the katan, that won't work. That cannot work as a Pesach. Therefore, says Rav Yosef, this is actually what I told you. It was a chumrah that I told you. That the only way the gadol can be mutter, because he has a Pesach, is because he physically has a Pesach. There's actually mechitzas on the surface of the rooftop, surrounding the rooftop, and creating those side posts at the point where he connects with the gag katan. So again, just the words, loishanu, we only say that the gadol is mutter, ela sheyesh mechitza al zeh, mechitza al zeh. When we have mechitzas here, the gadol mishter b'gifufi, because the larger one has the overlaps, the katan if it's m'loyi, as opposed to the small one who's completely exposed. Aval ein mechitza le'azeh le'azeh, if there's no mechitzas here, shnei nasir, and then not only is the katan asir, but the gadol asir as well. Rashi points out that actually all you really need is mechitzas between the gadol and the katan, meaning that the overlaps should have physical mechitzas. But you don't really need mechitzas all around the rooftop, because you can use the mechitzas from down below. The point is to create a tangible Pesach, so it's the overlap portion that needs to be tangible. That's the Mashal pointing out. Continues the Gemara. V'hadayur in Amraslan. So Abai responded, but you did say something about people living up there, residents. What did that pertain to? So Rav Yosef says, look, if I mention something about the yurin, this is what I told you. This that the Mishnah tells us that the gadol can use his area, and the katan is usher and is off limits to everybody, because it's a separate entity, it's a separate shush. So the gadol can't really make use of the gag katan. He must remain within the confines of his gag. That's only said loishanu ela sheish mechitzu ru'i ledira azeh. When there's a properly constructed permanent mechitza, which is suitable for living. On this rooftop, umechitza ru'il dirazeh. Likewise, there's a proper mechitza on the other rooftop. In which case, both owners, both residents of both rooftops have indicated, look, this is a place that we'd like to spend time. This is a place of residence. So in this case, the halacha of the mission will apply. The gadol mishter b'gufufi. The gadol can carry throughout his rooftop through the overlaps which created Pesach. The katan, if it's Rimaloya, as opposed to the katan, who cannot because he's fully exposed. Aval, but in a case where it's a bit different. Yesh mechitza ru'i ledir al ha'gadol. The large rooftop has a properly constructed mechitza, which indicates, look, this is going to be a place we're going to use. However, ve'ein mechitza ru'i ledir al ha'gadol. The small rooftop does not have a proper mechitza, which indicates that we're not really intending on using this place too often. It's not really a place for, of use for us. In this case, it's going to be a chiddushim. Afilu katan shari l'bnei gadol. In this case, the bnei gadol can use the gad katan. They can incorporate into their usage area. We don't mean they own it, but they can use it on Shabbos. Why? My timer. Why is this? Kivin loy ovid machitza. Since the residents of the small gag haven't constructed a proper machitza, which would indicate that they're intending on using it on a regular basis. Sluki sliku nafshay mehocha. We view them as though they've abdicated their roof. They've removed themselves from the use of their roof, and they're omeichel. They gave it up. They gave up usage rights to the people living next door, who have a large roof with a nice mechitza, who apparently would like to use the area. The fact that they didn't, the people in the katan didn't construct a mechitza, a proper mechitza, indicates they don't really plan on using it. And now it becomes annexed over to the bnei gadol. They can use not only their rooftop, but even the small rooftop adjacent to them. So this is different than your typical case of two rooftops next to each other, according to Rabban, each one's a separate shus. Here there was an indication of some sort that these people are here to stay, these people are not. And they've relinquished their rights, so to speak, they've allowed the Bnei Gadol to make use of their rooftop and annex it, for the time being, to their Mokim Shimush, and now we regard the entire area, the Gadol and the Katan, as one shus, which allows transfer throughout. So in summary, can one be metaltel when we have one rooftop next to the other? Now we're following Shitas Rabbanon, who maintain that each gag is considered to be a separate rishus. So if we have one large rooftop next to the other, if the mechitza is up there on the kareis, you can see the mechitzas surrounding the residents, the homes below. They're visible from the rooftops on top. All agree. Those gagan are considered to be fully enclosed. They are full of shusayachet, they can carry throughout. But if the mechitzas are not nikaris, are not visible up on the roof, according to Rav, you're limited to four amis because each roof is exposed to the other. It's like a karmelis. According to Shmuel, we don't view it as a karmelis because even mechitzas which are not visible up above can function as separators. Just as they separate the homes below, that separation, that function rises up above and creates a separation between the two rooftops, and each one is a distinct enclosed entity which allows transfer throughout. We learned about a gag gadol which was samach l'gag katan, and the gag gadol overlaps the katan. Rav Yosef told us if there are no tangible mechitzas here, then you can't even carry in the gag gadol because virtual mechitzas can't create a pesach. If there are mechitzas here, then the halach is that the gadol can carry because he has a pesach between him and the katan. Whereas the katan, who's fully exposed to the gadol, is considered to be nifras l'makam ha'asroloi and cannot carry. We concluded that if there is a mechitza kvua, a permanent, proper mechitza, only around the gag gadol and not around the katan, in this case, the people of the gag katan indicated that we're giving up our usage rights to you, and the gag gadol can extend itself and use not only the gag gadol, but they can use the gag katan as well. Where do we find this concept that indicators can change matters? Says the Gemara, we have three examples. Kahod Omar Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman told us, we're going with Shitas Rabbanon, that all the roofs, all the gagan, are considered to be, each one, a separate rishus. And you can't transfer from one to the other. But, he's going to be an example where you can. Also, Sulam Kabul Gagan. What if one homeowner established a permanent ladder to allow him to go up to his roof and to use it on a regular basis? But only he did so, but not the other members, not the other rooftop owners. So that indicates that they're relinquishing their usage rights to him. They see him do it and they don't protest, they don't do likewise. Apparently, they don't plan on really using their rooftops. So it becomes all part of his makam shimush, hutub halgan kulon. He'd like to use not only his rooftop, but the other ones as well. Omar Abai, another example, bon ali al gabi basi. If he built a second floor and on the floor over his house. And he constructed a daka, which is a small size pesach, from his second floor, facing the other rooftops. Here as well, Huto b'chalgagin kulon, he can make use of all the rooftops. Why? Because he has indicated, look, I plan on having access to your rooftops. I plan on using it. Look, I have a Pesach facing you. And, you know, they didn't protest. They didn't indicate otherwise. So, apparently they're allowing him to use their rooftops. Amar Rava, pa'amim shadak al isser. Sometimes you can have in a reverse scenario that this daka can actually complicate matters and make things awesome. Hey, Chetami, what is an example? David alad de tabitze, the basic. So he has this second floor, and he constructed this little Pesach towards, not towards the other rooftops, rather towards his tabitze de basic, his garden, his home garden. In which case, he's indicated that he does not intend to use the other rooftops. Look, second floor of his home, which is facing the other rooftops, doesn't have a Pesach towards the other rooftops. There's a mechitza there, blocking access to the other rooftops. So he's indicated that he's actually separating himself from the other rooftops. The Amri or the Amrinon, Linturi Tarbitz Davida. We take a look at this Pesach, which is facing his garden, and we say, look, Linturi Tarbitz Davida. It was constructed to allow him to take a look, to guard his garden. And this indicates that, indeed, he separated himself from the rooftops, even though he has a second floor, which is level to the other rooftops, but the fact that he has a Pesach, not to the other rooftops, rather to his garden, indicates that he plans on using the floor for this specific purpose, to guard his garden, and not to make use of the other rooftops, therefore he does not have access, he cannot transfer to the other rooftops. Okay, time for a brief chazor of today's daf. We began with a Mishnah, which discussed gagois, chatzeres, and kafifois, and we have the most lenient shita, which is Reb Shimon. All of them considered to be rishos achas. You can transfer freely throughout all those rishis, because they're considered to be undesignated for intense personal use. They're non-residential areas, unroofed, outdoors. You can transfer freely, but provided this kli did not originate in a person's home during Ben HaShemashis. According to the Chachamim, a roof reflects the residents below it, and each roof is considered to be a separate rishus. According to Ramei, all roofs are regarded as one and the same rishus. Likewise, all chatzeres can be transferred throughout, all karfifos, one can transfer throughout, provided that we're not speaking about different levels. Because if one rooftop is 10 tefachim lifted from his neighbors, he can't transfer because of the gzera, because if you do that, you might do the same rishus ram, carry from the rishus ram up to the mound, which is 10 fachamai, which is considered to be transferring from Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. We learned about rooftops which are adjacent to each other, and according to Shittas Chachamim, that each one is considered to be a separate entity. So, it all depends. If we have two equally sized rooftops, and the mechitza between them is nikar, so there's a gap between the two roofs, and you see the walls, the outer walls of the homes below, we apply that lochel meshem mesina, have good asik, we lift it. We have those mechitzas rise up to the rooftops and it creates that separation. If the mechitzas are not visible above, according to Rav, they can function as a mechitza. So the rooftop is now exposed to a makom ma'asur, to a place to which you can't transfer. It's regarded as a kavus. You're limited to four amis. According to Shmuel, in this case, even if the mechitzas are not visible, just as they separate the homes below, that separating factor extends upwards and separates those roofs. Each one is considered to be fully enclosed and a proper shayachid, which allows carrying freely throughout. We learned about a gag gadol adjacent to a gag katan. So if there are no mechitzes here, both are asr. If there are mechitzes, the gadol is mutter because he has a pesach to the katan. The katan is asr because he's fully exposed to the gadol. We learned that if there's a proper mechitza only around the gadol and not around the katan, then the gadol can assume usage rights of the katan, which apparently is not too particular about using his roof. And then we're concluded with three examples of indicators which will influence the halacha.